This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four teenagers were killed in a Buffalo, New York car crash Monday while attempting a TikTok challenge, encouraging car theft by showing people on the Chinese social media site how to hotwire a Kia. The four were killed when the stolen Kia they were in flipped and ejected them. One of the fatalities was a 14-year-old mother. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel announced President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, violated the Hatch Act with his Twitter usage. Klain is not the first high-profile member of the Biden administration found to have violated the act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki received a reprimand last year. Both were let off the hook with a warning. Election Day is 12 days away, but in courtrooms across the country, lawsuits have already begun. More than 100 lawsuits have been filed this year around the upcoming midterm elections. The suits targeted over rules in mail-in voting, early voting, voter access, voting machines, voting registration, the counting of mismarked absentee ballots, and access for partisan poll watchers. Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah on Newsmax overnight, says his opponent, Evan McMullen, is really a Democrat who's trying to con the voters using an independent label. Senator Lee.
It shouldn't work because once people know the truth, which is that he's a Democrat. Look, he voted for Joe Biden. He campaigned for Joe Biden. He embraced Democratic policies in order to court and gain the endorsement, the exclusive endorsement of the Utah Democratic Party.
Earlier this week, much of Europe and parts of Africa and Asia saw the moon eclipse the sun during the second and last solar eclipse of the year. The partial eclipse took about 4 hours. At its peak, the eclipse covered more than 80% of the sun. The next solar eclipse is in April of 2023. It will be a total eclipse across parts of Australia and Asia. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Army and the Navy collected data on their hypersonic missiles program during tests at NASA's facility in Virginia on Wednesday. The Pentagon has prioritized hypersonic missile research in recent years for the mere fact that China and Russia have stepped up their deployment. Hypersonic weapons travel at speeds greater than 5 times the speed of sound and can maneuver in the air and fly at varying altitudes to deliver their payloads. As the country worries about inflation, President Biden says he's working on excessive fees in order to help Americans.
President Biden says without proof, actions his administration is taking will save American consumers over $1 billion per year. Speaking from the White House on Wednesday, Biden saying he's going to eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks and those fees you pay when you upgrade your airline tickets.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The World Series gets underway Friday. This year's matchup will feature the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wouldn't be easy, but we're doing it because it's hard and because so many people are counting on us. Like, hey, how about our children and our grandkids, the next generation that's following up here? What kind of America will we leave behind? We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and this is our chance to speak out against all this aggressive and war-empowering government that has taken over. You talk about insurrections. I mean, to me, this is an insurrection that is taking place by our government over our Constitution and over we the people. Megan Barth is with us right now. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Is that too hyperbolic, Megan?
Well, no, why not? I mean, use the words of the left against them. That's what I always say.
Yeah. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, really, I mean, and it just hit me that in a sense what they are doing is an insurrection against a constitutional republic. Are they not, with all this stuff, the weaponization of the three-letter agencies, storming a former president's house with 30 FBI agents, other conservatives because they participated in a legally authorized presidential campaign, and they're being arrested and thrown into jail, some cases even in solitary confinement, carried away in leg irons. I mean, this is all intimidation against freedom-loving Americans, and this is an impingement on our constitutional rights, and we the people must come out en masse. As my good friend is saying, it's not about a red wave, Megan, it's an American wave, that centers itself on the Constitution, that stands for the rights enumerated therein.
Well, yeah, and then there's all predictions of a red wave. What's interesting here in Nevada specifically is that we've had pretty much a low voter turnout in early voting. And I was listening to what I would consider a pundit yesterday, John Ralston. He's the CEO of the Nevada Independent. He's anything but independent. He was speaking to a group of us that was involved in a business networking group, and I just happened to show up. Because I figured that he would trash Republicans as the, you know, objective journalist that he is, and he did. He predominantly talked about, you know, the threat to democracy that Republicans pose, that if Republicans win the election, it's the end of the country as we know it, and it went on and on. I'll be writing about it this morning. But nonetheless, he was talking about low voter turnout, and what that means to me is that Democrats aren't turning out. Why would they? Democrats normally vote early. That's what the statistics show.
Early and often. Early and often is what they say.
Early and often, even when they're dead. And Republicans normally show up on election day. And as Trump said in his speech at one of his rallies, vote on election day. It makes them harder to cheat that way. And that's exactly right. And so I believe that most Republicans historically, anyhow, vote on election day. We like to vote in person. We like to vote in one day. And so I think what the low numbers of the voter turnout related to early voting means is that Democrats aren't enthused. And why would they be? No one's
exactly
right.
What do they got to cheer about?
Exactly. I believe that there will be a very strong showing when Rasmussen has Adam Laxalt, for example, up by 5 points over Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. That's not a good sign for the first Latina senator from Nevada, and it's not a good sign for Democrats because Adam Laxalt's win means that they lose their tie, they lose their control, rather, in the Senate. So Nevada is on the national map as the state that could strip the power of the Senate from the Democrats. And I believe that's going to happen, especially when we see the numbers come out on November 8th, if they come out on November 8th.
Yeah, I should have said yes, exactly. They got to see whatever they can do to try and whatever they got away with in 2020, can they get away with it again this time around?
Exactly. And, you know, how dare I question the results of the election, according to the Nevada Independent CEO, when posed with a question from the audience. Because, one thing I've learned about public speaking, and I've done it in front of thousands of people, and I've done it from just a small group, know your audience. And at the business networking meeting, you're going to have a variety of people in the audience, Democrats, independents, Republicans, nonpartisans, et cetera. And yet, when he was asked a question by a member of the audience about, Stacey Abrams denying the election, Hillary Clinton denying the election, he basically said that was a false equivalence and didn't tell us why. But they don't want to talk about their own. I mean, when we look back at many of the audio and video clips, you had Kamala Harris, and when she was senator, and plenty of others questioning the validity of the machines, Amy Klobuchar, on.
Yes.
Now that we question the validity of the machines, now all of a sudden we're told that we're conspiracy theorists.
Right.
Just in 2014, 15, 16, et cetera, when you were losing midterm elections, you were questioning the validity of the machines and the reliability of them. You were telling us at the time that they could be hacked. We're telling you that they could be hacked. What changed, in the 7-8 years with the machines? Nothing. There's been no validation.
Because they figured how to hack them themselves. That's what they did. That's the difference.
Right. And every machine can be hacked.
Sure.
Especially when they're, it's not some conspiracy theory. And what I've noticed about conspiracy theories or the charges leveled against conspiracy theorists by the left is the conspiracy theorists tend to be very prescient, and they tend to be right.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's interesting because even if you go back and beyond theory, it was Hillary Clinton. You talk about being prescient. Talking about, that we're not a third world country. We don't arrest our political opponents. Remember, she said that in 2016. And so, not that many years forward, you have Joe Biden, the president of the United States from the Democratic Party, arresting, political opponents.
Well, yeah, and he's arresting not only political opponents that went into the Capitol, he's arresting pro-life protesters under some random law that has not been used basically since it was put on the books. And we have the DOJ had Garrett Marlowe. I can never pronounce his name. Anyway, he is arresting elderly grandparents who were peacefully protesting in front of an abortion office.
Mm-hmm.
Garrick Marlin.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you've got, and then, of course, here you've got, you know, parents being regarded as domestic terrorists. And some of us are falling in the category as semi-fascist. Anything that they can do to malign that will justify any weaponization of law enforcement and the FBI against the American people to thwart political dissent. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation continues.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, it looks rather obvious. I mean, you have this sense of emotion. Even the polls are tightening up, you know, as they do all the time. Initially, the polls come out and you get these crazy numbers that favor, you know, the Democrats over Republicans, and these pollsters have to save some sort of face, and so now they're starting to tighten up, and I think maybe they're a little surprised that they're tightening up so dramatically, you know, with what's happening in Nevada. Certainly this was the week of debates. You know, the Fetterman-Oz debate was quite revealing. On down the line, I thought Republicans were, you know, greatly represented in those three major debates this week. Did you think the same?
Yeah, primarily, yes. I mean, there were some things that Dr. Oz said that just kind of made me tilt my head. But nonetheless, when you're debating Fetterman, you can pretty much say anything and you're going to look like a genius. And, you know, that's not because, you know, Fetterman, and I'm not bashing him because obviously he had a stroke, but he has absolutely no business up on that stage. Shame on his wife, shame on his campaign staff for even allowing this to occur, knowing his mental acuity is completely damaged.
Shame on the party. Shame on the party. And that was my initial response. Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, and you know what, Bill? I've learned, you know, after watching especially Fetterman, it confirmed my suspicions that a Democrat could run a lobotomized monkey and Democrats would still vote for a brainless chimp as long as they're not voting for a Republican, because it's the ends justify the means, as they always tell us, as Marx warned. And that's exactly who Democrats are. It doesn't matter if you are a stroked out victim and hardly put a sentence together, you'll vote for him. My God, look at Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Supposedly 80 million people voted for that one.
So we're going to end up electing, if the Democrats get their way, we're going to end up electing a bunch of brain-damaged people to run the country? Is that what we're coming down to?
So, well, that's what it looks like, because as long as they have a D behind their name, Democrats will vote for it, especially if they are proponents of late-term abortion, which no one seemingly wants to admit, but no one will tell us what the limits on abortion are.
So
when you've abandoned all moral, when you've abandoned your moral compass in favor of, my God, killing the most vulnerable amongst us, what is there left?
Exactly.
You will vote for someone like Fetterman.
Right. Well, because, I mean, this is the party. This is the party of drag queen story hours. You know, men dressed up like women. Teaching, you know, five-year-olds about sex. I mean,
and yet you have, and shame on the people that host it, like the you know, the libraries and the Democrats who push it, but shame on the parents who partake in it.
Exactly, that was my thought too. They're showing, and there's parents going, they're bringing their kids to this, going, wait a minute, this is really messed up. I mean, what are you thinking? What kind of damage? I mean, it's bad enough that COVID, you know, did everything they could to retard our kids. The numbers came out, and the underperformance is indicative of what public education has reduced itself to. And if that's not bad enough, let's just really take away any kind of semblance, as you say, of a moral compass, and groom these kids for God only knows what kind of deviancy, you know, 10, 15 years down the road.
Well, and speaking of deviancy, Joe Biden's own time, he must not have been in Delaware, to sit down with a transgender influencer. Yeah, some dude who for the past 200 days has thrown on a skirt and tank tops and cut off shorts and makeup and pearl earrings and pearl necklaces and grown out his hair, and he thinks he's a woman. You know, I hate to tell him, but he's basically a clown. He's wearing a costume. And that's really what transgender is. He will never be a woman. The men who are pretending, prancing around in heels or Speedos, swimming in, you know, women's sports, you know, they'll never be a woman. Physically, biologically, it's impossible. And it's quite frankly insulting, especially you have specific women's diseases, which I suffer from one of them. Men can never have the disease I have. I've suffered from it since I was 13. And for them to tell me that they're a woman, I defy them to walk in my heels for one day. with my female-only disease. And so it's insulting, and it's insulting that a president would sit down with an obviously mentally challenged man and then proclaim that gender affirmation surgery should be basically a government sponsored or sanctioned medical treatment.
That parents have no say in.
Right. Exactly. And that's what this is coming down to, especially in Nevada. We have a ballot question that's question one that is an ERA amendment, which is the Equal Rights Amendment, which adds gender identity to a protected class. And with no parental consent or notification, rather, in Nevada, you can have a 10-year-old child be groomed by his teachers or whomever else and go into a clinic and get gender-affirming care without parental notification. This is where we're headed. This is, and it's not the Republicans that are pushing this. It's Democrats.
Exactly. And this is, you know, the thing was, when I first heard about this interview with Joe Biden and this character, and he is a character. I mean, it's a it is really, you know, quite mocking. I thought, well, the only thing was missing was a bathtub of Cheerios or Cocoa Puffs or something, you know, that they were doing the interview. Remember, you know, that's what Obama did that one time. It's like, this is so bizarre. I mean, what is the point of all this? How does this advance and benefit the voter politic?
Well, it doesn't. It benefits the Democrat power that they have to destroy the nuclear family, to destroy our moral compass, what's innate, what's biological. You know, when we go back and, you know, we have archaeologists that look at our generation, they aren't going to dig us up and say, oh, this is a transgender man. No, they're going to say this is a man. Oh, this is a transgender woman. No, it's a woman. Or I don't even know how to classify him because I'm just so not interested in partaking in what I would consider the mentally challenged.
Yeah. So, well, because you know we've been told we're supposed to follow DNA. The science, right?
Right.
No, you just said DNA.
DNA. We are following the biology. We are following the science. As it's been marked throughout history, up until this year, it seems that the science is all of a sudden changing, unless, of course, it comes down to abortion or it comes down to COVID.
Well, it's become as fluid as gender assignment or gender perception and pronouns, which is ridiculous because that's no longer science. I mean, this is all, you know, theoretical, manufactured operatic to try to convince people differently. To your point, you may have your breast removed, or you may have you know, some genitalia that's manufactured by the doctor, but the inner parts of your body, your cellular structure, still identifies you as the sex you were born with. And there isn't enough surgery or, you know, chemical castration that can alter the DNA of a woman and make her into a man in that, you know, to that level, can it?
Well, and I find it really interesting that we're having this conversation. I mean, we've been talking for, I don't know, 6 years now, perhaps 5 years, something like that. This is really the first year we have talked about this insanity. So it's a new phenomenon. It was never in it was never in our conversation. It was never in the public sphere. And something has happened, specifically in the Democratic Party, that they've lost their ever-loving mind. Perhaps they wouldn't have lobotomies, like I said, so they would, the Democrats would elect them.
Right. Well, they've been given rise. They've given rise to the minority rule, and that's what's going on. You know, and the rest of us are sitting there going, "What? Have you lost your mind?" And the thing is that forget the cancellation culture and everything else. I mean, we have to protect themselves, and that's what we must do. And this is why freedom of speech, our First Amendment right, is so critical, because we must save them from themselves, Megan Barth, as best we can, as much as we would be responsible to that end. Founder proprietor, BreganBabe.com, NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the high-profile race for New York State Governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are now locked in a very close contest. This will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
We need to suspend Castle's bail and these other pro-criminal laws, and the first thing that I will do, the first day that I am in office, is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people. The World Series in baseball starts tomorrow between Houston and Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and we've got the cybersecurity expert, Jaya Ballou, who's going to be joining us. Tell us more about it, especially if you find yourself monitoring the internet usage of both your children and your aging parents. You're not alone. More and more parents in their 40s and 50s are finding themselves managing the data privacy of their entire family. It's tough being a member of the sandwich generation, as they say, especially considering all of the cyber threats in today's society. With social engineering attacks on the rise, covering a broad spectrum of malicious activity from phishing, pretexting, baiting, and tailgating, grandma, grandpa are more likely to fall for the scam, even a busy mom on the go. Now, these so-called social engineers use phone calls and other media-like social media accounts and more, and Jaja will be telling us more about it. Jaja, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Yeah, by the way, Jaja is the, am I saying this, AVAST Chief Information Security Officer, is that right?
Yes, my name is Jaya, and it's AVAST. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, okay. I want to make sure all this. Okay, so what is the sandwich generation?
So the sandwich generation is exactly as it's a group of folks who are between their 40s and their 50s, and they have this kind of dual responsibility to both take care of young children, but also their elderly parents. And that's just real life stuff, you know, that they've got to raise these kids and make sure their parents are okay. But on top of that comes this online world stuff where they, you know, need to make sure that the kids aren't falling prey to cyberbullying or giving away too much of their personal information on social media. And at the same time, that their parents aren't falling for some, you know, phishing scam or ransomware or some other scam that tries to take over from a financial perspective or financial resources.
Yeah, exactly. In the past, Grandma and Grandpa used to get hounded by phone calls, right? And but now, of course, you know, these people know how to work the system. So if Grandma and Grandpa are on the Internet, they are, you know, they're perfect targets for them. And they are, you know, I mean, it's amazing the tricks and schemes they come up with, Jaja, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I have to tell you that, you know, the schemes are bad, but, like, what worries me more is that folks don't know how to recognize them or know what solutions are already in place. So for that, we try to recommend, hey, start simple. Make sure you get your cyber hygiene in order. You know, again, use a good antivirus software to recognize those attacks. Use a secure browser to browse safely online and avoid that those phishing attacks. And then finally, use a VPN when you're using Wi-Fi anywhere. Once you get that cyber hygiene stuff sorted, need to recognize those really sophisticated attacks when they happen. So watch out for those red flags that tell you that someone's trying to put pressure on you to give in, you know, information that could be used for identity theft or other purposes. And then also have a backup plan in place. So if it goes wrong, that you know who to call, whether that's the police or tech support, that you have that already available before you wind up needing it.
Exactly. Or, you know, a direct call to the bank. These scammers, they know what to do and catch you off guard. You know, we mentioned a mother or a parent who is in a hurry. Their hands are full, taking care of the kids, taking care of the household. All of a sudden, they get a random phone call, or maybe there's a, you know, a text or an email that comes across. And I guess the old axiom is still true, right? That if it's too good to be true, it is. And so that should send up the warning flags as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a ton of these social engineers that use pressure tactics that try to make non-verifiable claims to try to get you to click or give you, you know, that password information or bank account information. But really, if you just take a moment and then proactively call your bank or check, you know, Microsoft Tech Support doesn't call you and doesn't ask you to log in on your computer and transfer money or install a program. That just does not happen. So just being aware of these things already, having that dialogue with your kids and your parents is super important.
Without a doubt, Jaya Ballou is with us, Chief Information Security Officer of Avast, a Norton Life Law Company. Jaya, what other conversations, what other things should we be telling our family members about online safety?
So one of the things that I think we can start this conversation with is take a look at Avast.com sandwich generation. It's something new that we put up specifically to help families, you know, begin their security journey. It has a whole bunch of, like, online cyber quizzes to figure out where you are in terms of your awareness. And then afterwards, also resources in order to get, you know, kind of started to progress further. There's also stuff you can download and print. So you can share that with your parents, that they don't need to go online themselves to figure it out. And I really think it's an excellent starting point in this month of cybersecurity awareness.
Exactly. Avast has done us a great service, Jaya, and your team as well, in helping us, you know, have, you know, some social media, not only awareness, but to protect our online privacy and safety.
It's so important. We're happy to do it. We believe that everyone has a right to security, not just those that can afford it.
Exactly. So anything else that our families can do to increase their online privacy and safety?
I think the most important thing is to just get started. Don't wait until something bad happens. You know, I keep hearing stories from folks who do have, like, awful experiences, and I think that we would be much better off if we could embrace the, you know, the plus sides of technology and mitigate those potential downsides. So go get started at Avast.com, Sandwich Generation.
And look, I'll tell you what, don't feel bad because you're not the only one who got scammed. The numbers look like this. Jaya had presented to me that more than 75% of Americans recently shared that they were targeted by an online scam, which can include donation scams, tech support scams, romance scams, cryptocurrency scams, and more. In fact, I was surprised the other day, I had a conversation with some people. How many had been targeted for romance scams? What a deal.
Oh. Yes, very lucky people, but I'm just joking. But the point is, romance scams, yes. You laugh about, they are significant. And unfortunately, they prey on the fact that, you know, because even especially since COVID, we have been getting more lonely. We have shifted a lot of our social interaction online. So it is very common, and we should not be embarrassed to talk about it, because only when we, like, express this vulnerability can we help everyone else be more secure.
Yeah, exactly. We are, like it or not, I mean, we are a community, and we're, you know, the thing we have in common is social media, and so we have to, you know, protect one another. That's an excellent point, and that, you know, by sharing these stories, it really, in this one particular group, a lot of people were sharing their stories, and it was interesting, the dynamic that took place. People were grateful. I mean, you know, and I know at first it started out, people were a little embarrassed by it, but, you know, the group was really appreciative that people were being this honest about it.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to recognize that, you know, everything that is online, you should actually treat with some degree, just like you would have in the real world, with some degree of skepticism. You know, trust is something that happens over time and then is earned. So it's also not really logical to give it away online either. While saying that, I think it's important to recognize that there is a high degree of sophistication from these attackers. They are very conscious of timely things. You know, they prey on events that are happening in the real world, whether that's COVID, where we saw, again, an exponential rise in phishing attempts using COVID as the means for access when that happened. You know, also things like around Black Friday, which is going to come up in a little while, that you're also going to see, like, really targeted attempts trying to do phishing with, like, deals that sound good, too good to be true. So we're going to always see them take advantage of real-life current events in order to try to get someone to click or give information or do something else that would compromise them.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The cybersecurity expert from Avast, Jaya Ballou, has been our guest. Jaya, where can people go for more information?
Well, let's start by going to Avast.com, Sandwich Generation. And I wish you the best on Cybersecurity Month for just a bit more awareness than we were in the month of September.
Thank you, Jaya. Take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, joins us now. Dr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well because I have the privilege of talking to you, which is a high privilege, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's very mutual, my friend. I just so appreciate you and this time that we can have together to talk about movies, talk about, you know, these cultural propositions to make people's lives better. I mean, this is what Movie Guide has been about, to, you know, guide the industry to present a better product that would be more family-friendly and family-uplifting.
Yes. And sometimes they know how to do that, and sometimes they miss the boat. So we keep trying to reach them, and we appreciate them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what we love about the free market. The free market can tell you pretty quickly if you hit or miss the mark, can't it?
Well, it can, but then again, you know, like the guy who made the homosexual explicit sexual film, Bro, he got angry at all the people. But, you know, I'm not surprised at that. The trouble is, in all my years of doing this, I've known Christians who've gotten angry at the Christian audience, too. Well, they didn't show up in my movie. You know, and I tell them, your movie's a terrible movie. I mean, it just doesn't... It can be terrible in Christian, terrible in homosexual, terrible in and action, adventure. Any genre you pick can be awful. And we know that because we screen almost all the movies on theaters and streaming. And so it's not what you say, Bill. It's how you say it. And you allow me to go on and on and on, so you make it very interesting for me to talk to you. I don't know what your audience thinks, but I enjoy it.
Well, You know, well, they love it, Dr. Tab, because, you know, at the core of all this is a biblical worldview in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. I mean, that's what we're sold out to. And that's what lifts them up, because it's not that we're perfect. I mean, we do this, and every day with every guest, we're reminded that, hey, are we doing God's will? Are we pursuing the truth here? Or is this just for our own egos? And I lay that on the line to say that sometimes we get out of standard and we miss the mark. But again, we have great guests like yourself that reminds us what it's all about.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, well, can we talk Mother Teresa? I love this documentary. I thought, they just did an outstanding job in telling this story. Mother Teresa, No Greater Love.
Well, there's been many, many movies about Mother Teresa. There's some of them that have been extraordinary. You know, I was at the President Prayer Breakfast where she spoke, and I think I told you. I mean,
yes.
I told you.
No, everybody, you did tell me that story. Oh, my gosh, it brought tears to my eyes.
Everybody stood up except for Clinton and Al Gore, and they kept sitting down, and she was trying to get off the podium. And the only person who would help came from the end of the room, Billy Graham, who was in his latter years. So, you know, that's great. But anyway, this is, you know, Mother Teresa was an extraordinary woman, and an extraordinary woman who came from a very wealthy family in, surprise, Albania. I don't know whether you know, but more kings of Europe came from Montenegro and Albania than any place else. And the second biggest is from northern Germany, Denmark. So whatever that means. Anyway, they were. She came and she gave it all up to minister to the poor.
Yeah, the poorest of the poor. When she said that, Ted, the poorest of the poor. I mean, you know, because I mean, people sometimes, you know, we stratify and we kind of you know, put people in the spectrum of levels of poverty. But I mean, the poorest of the poor that she addressed here, I mean, you saw what her ministry was doing, and it was inarguable. I mean, these were people that had been cast out, rejected, no hope for any kind of future or life except for what Mother Teresa brought to her in the name of Jesus.
Well, where she started, you know, I've been to Calcutta, I've been to India several times, and I was there in the 60s, and you know, the outcasts, the worst of the worst, who were, you know, their jobs were like cleaning the sewers and things. You didn't need to have good sanitation because you got human beings doing the jobs. And actually, a lot of little people, children who'd been blinded by their parents so that they could beg, who'd been lamed by their parents so they could beg. And, you know, which is pretty horrendous. Now, I love India because I love people, and Mother Teresa loved people, and she loved these people, and she took care of them. And the Hindus, now that we have a Hindu prime minister of England, tried to kill her because her taking care of these people was against their whole religion and worldview. So anybody thinks Hinduism would not take care of these people. They had 40% of the people were their servants, and they didn't want to change that at all. So they tried to burn Mother Teresa on a funeral pyre. And if anybody thinks that Hinduism is good, because I had a sadhu and I was in India and I went to the second international gathering of yogis, and there were all these, you know, famous rock stars and people who were going to India. It's an evil religion. If you look at the people, they're demons. They're demons all over the buildings. And so, you know, if you wake up and come to Christ, you suddenly realize that this is just an oppressive. 40% of the people are outcasts. So what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Mother Teresa brought the gospel to many people. She saved many people. She started revivals from the Dalits and people who had never experienced love before. And she shook up India, and they hated her. So
right.
I don't know what this prime minister is going to do, but if he really is as Hindu as everybody says he is, it's not going to be pleasant for England.
Well, she really captured the example of Christ. Think about it, Ted. I mean, she was persecuted. Jesus was persecuted. Jesus said, hey, look, pick up your cross, follow me. It's not going to be a cake dance. I mean, you know, he was persecuted. He said, you can expect the same. And she went forward. And, I mean, she was the real deal, wasn't she?
She was the real deal. And she loved people so much, she spread her ministry around the world. And, you know, when Malcolm Muggeridge, which we mentioned in the article, came to her, he was a liberal, and he came there to prove that she was wrong, and he came to Christ. That was the moment he came to Christ. So a lot of people went there to disprove her and came to Christ.
Power of love, huh? Really, I mean, you think about it. The love that comes, that emanates from the cross to this day, that God... Yeah. You know, demonstrates to us. Very powerful. I want to talk about Black Adam. This is another review at Movie Guide. Dwayne Johnson, right?
Well, Dwayne Johnson is a powerful figure in movies. And even though it got a lot of bad reviews, actually, we probably gave it a little bit better review for, you know, it's action, it's adventure, it's always got Jeopardy, it's always exciting. Black Adam is part of the Justice League. But it's really Dwayne Johnson, who I've known since he started in the movie industry, who attracted people to the movie. So they made over $60 million on the first weekend, which is pretty good after recovering from COVID. So everybody in Hollywood is saying, the world has gotten better. We've recovered. And that's because Dwayne attracts a big audience. You know, and so it's a mixed bag. There's a lot of good in it. A lot of moral virtues and self and sacrifice and love and taking care of one another and justice in the Justice League. But there's a lot of bad in it. I mean, it's got a lot of occultism and, you know, the demonic crown and people trying to rule the world through occultism. And I think I knew all those people when I was growing up. So, you know, they're still doing it. And they're still just as bad as they are in the movie. But in the movie, it isn't put down. And as we say in an article in Movie Guide, one of the guys who was writing these movies at Marvel and at DC was into the occult and friends of Alex Crowley, and who came out of the church, the Plymouth Brethren. So, you know, it's a very sad thing. And that's, you know, so there's good and bad in it. And I'd say be cautious about your children seeing it, because children can look at the magic and suddenly say, I want to do that, because I'm one of those people who grew up in that industry.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left here, Dr. Ted, and this is what we're seeing is the exposition of the occult. You know, Jonathan Cahn has written a powerful book, you know, The Return of the Gods. And this is what we're starting to see is these gods that are coming out from under and are being manifest. Go ahead.
You know, my parents were stars in the 30s, and there was just as much of this in the 30s. You know, I mean, people in the news media, and I want to give everybody in the news media credit, it's got to be new. But in the 30s, you had Sri Chinmoy, you had Yogananda, you had a lot of occultism, a lot of Satanism. And there were good people, you know, like Cecil B. DeMille, and bad people. So, you know, I actually knew a lot of people in the cult. I actually was involved in all those things. I actually was part of, you know, I had a Sado, but all those things. And the interesting thing is that the people who I knew well hated each other. So when I came to Christ, thanks to four women who had come to Christ through Billy Graham, it just changed my life. You could find a place where I could love Bill Martinez and my family, and love was controlling. And I went from the adversary who tries to steal, kill, and destroy to Jesus, who gives you an abundant life and has given me 15 grandchildren, and I'm delighted with all of them.
Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it as always. God bless, my friend.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready?
Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated? Try.